Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. Why my post is Thursday, I have no idea. Hey, one of those weeks. Wow, today on the conversation, folks, armed U.S. forces, presidential, honor guard and all that came together and did a full wreath laying at the cemetery for Abraham Lincoln, the memorial and all that stuff. They did like a ceremony for the, you know, the birthday of Abraham Lincoln. He'd be 209 years old. How dare a racist bigot like Trump do that and all this, you know, they got to say that, you know. What an amazing president he was. My thoughts on the man that changed America for the better. The White House has released a $4 trillion budget plan for fiscal 2019, and it's not for 1 year, it's for multiple years, and I want to get into that and the goods and bads and how it's going to pay for the wall and all this stuff. Also, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has come out and said that I think everyone who watched the campaign unfold would answer it's the same way I did. Yes, sexism played a prominent part. Do I even respond to that comment? Because, you know, I'll be like 50 years from now, Hillary should have been president. Lord help us, Lord help us. A stunning discovery in London's River Thames forced officials to evacuate the nearby London City Airport on Sunday after officials said an unexploded World War II-era bomb was found. I'm going to get into that. Kind of interesting, you know, hey. What the heck? I mean, it's been there all this time. I guess when they had to move it, that's when they had to evacuate people and they had to take care of it, you know, because I guess it wouldn't do anything if it was untouched. A couple, this is hilarious. They sunk all their money into a boat. You know, we're not gonna work. Why do I have to work? Why do I have to pay to live? I'm gonna get a boat and do all this stuff and live off the boat. And 2 days after they do it, sank and lost everything. It's sad but funny at the same time. So that much more, folks. Oh God, it's funny. And what's going on with Manchester United? And some other update news and different stuff. So welcome to the program that I hope you feel a part of, folks. And Romans 8:28. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. Think about that as you're going through your day today. And as y'all know, tomorrow is Valentine's Day, gentlemen. And if your wife said, well, I don't know, you don't have to do anything special. You don't have to go out and da 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 da. That meant you should have dinner reservations. You should be getting a bottle of wine. You should be having flowers, chocolates, balloons, all kind of crap. You need to overdo it. When a woman says don't do anything special on Valentine's Day, she means the exact opposite. I've already done little bits here and there, so that's just how I roll. Valentine's Day for me, and should be for every man, is every day. And I try to do stuff for my wife all the time. Okay, folks. Also, there's a little programming note. I'll probably have the link up, but Thursday I'm going to be out doing stuff. I'm a busy guy and I got plans. So in the afternoon around 1 or noon, sometime in the afternoon, like 12 or 1. As many of you know, I have a myopathy. I'm going to be doing a myopathy conversation, just kind of going. I did them a long time ago, but I'm updating the myopathy ones, you know, kind of because most people don't go through and listen to old conversations or whatever the case may be. It's with the updated audio that I have, the high fidelity, and, you know, just go through what we deal with, how we live, how we function, what we have, what we deal with in general. I run a support group, if many of you don't know, so almost 400 members. And when you get people from two people that live in the same nation, well, who do you see? Because I can't find anybody in Turkey or whatever, and it's hard to find good doctors and stuff, and they can get some good advice, and we share each other, and we're able to laugh and cry and be there for each other in the place where people that understand. So I'm putting a shout out for that, and I'll be so. There will be a myopathy version of the conversation in the afternoon on Thursday, but not in a weekly conversation like normal, because I will be out. Because Friday is my birthday, so I'm going to be out doing stuff on Thursday, and I'm going to do the thing early. So just wanted to give you an update, folks. And the Joint Force Honor Guard holds a U.S. Armed Forces Presidential Full Honor Wreath-Laying Ceremony at the Lincoln Memorial in honor of Abraham Lincoln's 25th birthday. I wanted to see if you were paying attention. My mom would do that. 209th birthday. My mom would always say some weird stuff like, I'd be paying attention to start talking about Bigfoot or aliens and seeing if I was paying attention. You know, that's why I put that, because, you know, how we always joke, hey, we're 29 again. So what is he, 25 for the 8th time? Pretty much. Oh, good old Abraham Lincoln. What a president. Freed the slaves. He did a lot. He changed a lot for America to bring equality to everyone, or try to anyways. And, you know, of course, how dare a president do, how can Trump, he's a bigot, how can his administration, you know, all this, I don't know where people get off the fact that, like, oh, Trump's nothing but a racist, and, you know, and he's always been a racist, and, you know, he kept his friends close and his enemies closer. That's why he was so close to all these blacks, because they were his enemy. And there were tons of blacks that thought the world of him until he ran as a Republican, and all of a sudden these blacks hated him. That's the difference we're talking about, folks. That's the difference. Most of these black people wouldn't have a problem with Trump if he would have ran as a Democrat. See, the problem people have with Trump is he wants you to earn what you have. Most people don't want to do that. There should be some income assistance, okay? If you're having a hard time making ends meet, this is assistance that can help you. There you go. Okay, well, since I got 4 kids and I got this and that, I get all this money. And since I got the kids, they can't take away my help. So I don't have to work. No, I don't. I don't have to work, because they can't take these benefits away because I got kids. So I don't have to go looking for work. No, they should. Okay, you have like 6 months of these benefits, and then your funding should be drastically cut, so that you should work. I'm tired of illegals and people freeloading off the system. Now, me and my wife owe taxes. We're not making, we live paycheck to paycheck. And we owe taxes, and billionaires have loopholes. Like my mom says, her dad always told her, the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. The White House has released their $4 trillion budget. And if you look into the whole budget and stuff and what it kind of entails, I was reading through it. It's not over 1 year. And they're trying to cut construction, red tape, and all this stuff. Because some of these projects, it can take 10 years to get approved. And, you know, we want to move stuff along so we can sit there and not have this red tape and take forever. I think it's a lot of money. It's earmarked for infrastructure and stuff in the U.S. At least it's earmarked for the U.S., not going to Iran or the Middle East. But it's very interesting, you know, because, first of all, the wall is cheaper to build than all these illegals coming over here. It's amazing how all these liberals want to fund illegals living here but don't want to fund the wall. We can't afford to fund the wall. We're going to fund all these illegals here. No, they just want votes. They're losing votes, that's why. See, Democrats want poor people to vote so they can get votes, because poor people, because Democrats are seen as the givers, like the handout people. Republicans are seen as, here, you're going to earn what you have. You're going to respect that house because you're going to build it. If Democrats ran house programs like Habitat for Humanity, you wouldn't have to build it. And okay, come on. It should have already been built. Yeah, Habitat for Humanity, you have to build the house and help them work on it so that you appreciate what you have. You know, I don't want to spend that kind of money. I don't want to keep increasing the debt, but at least the money is earmarked for America. Why don't we just use our resources to try to get the money we gave Iran and Iran? You know? All I can say is at least it's earmarked to help Americans. Now, I've gotten a paycheck since the tax stuff of Obama's come in, and because of overtime and stuff, I still have to look at old stuff and different things to see if I've actually gotten any more money in my check than normal. Because I have half my paycheck go out and insurance and Medicare and all that stuff and taxes and dental and vision and all that. You know, just one of those things that you lose so much. And then when you, I mean, that's what a lot of people don't realize. People that don't work. Okay, you get a paycheck. Let's say you get $600. Let's say you make $1,100. Okay, take $300 out for insurance for you and your wife. Then take out $30 for dental for you and your wife. Then take vision, $10 for you and your wife. Then take out $60 for 401k, and then your taxes, and then your $1,100 is down to $500 by the time you take all this stuff out. It's ridiculous. But that's how the cookie crumbles, you know. We got to pay for all these illegals. I mean, like I said on last week's show. Okay, if you don't want to fund the Indianapolis Colts Stadium, you shouldn't have to. Why should you have you should be able to select what taxes you want to pay. I remember I got in a friendly kind of conversation with a guy because he's like, we need to get rid of the penny and just have everything rounded up. I'm like, why round up? Round down. Well, whatever. I'm like, okay, well, you round up and I'll round down and I'll go to the grocery store and I'll do every transaction separately. I'll buy every item in a single transaction and I'll save a ton of money because they'll round down every item. And if let's say it saves you, let's say they round down 2 cents. 2 cents times 50 items. Okay, there you go. Hey, and over time, that adds up. You don't think a penny's a lot to add to a stamp, but nationwide, that adds up to a lot of revenue. Millions of stamps times a penny, I can add up. I mean, I want to try to go as cheap as possible. Why would you ever want to round up? Round down. You just want to give away more money? I don't get it. I don't get it. But we'll have to wait and see. We'll have to wait and see through and all this stuff and what happens. If you haven't heard, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has come out saying that the campaign, if you saw it unfold, it shows sexism. No. See, my wife voted against Hillary because she is a woman and she has the right to vote for who she wants to. I have the right to vote for who I want to. I don't vote because of race, sex, color, creed, whatever. I can't believe they still talk about it. I wouldn't doubt it in 7 years when Trump leaves the White House. They're going to be like, well, Hillary should have been president. No, Hillary should have been taken out to Times Square and hung for treason, at the very least. Because that's a humane way to execute somebody. But, you know, I mean, we got to have that. I can't believe they still go on about this crap. Like, no. You know, if problem you had was you had a horrible candidate that had no plan, nothing. She was massively sick. She didn't get any of the black vote. The number one thing now is Democrats are seen as helping the illegal immigrants, so you're on your own. You know, and believe it or not, there are some blacks that are like, wait a minute here. The Democrats are abandoning us? Buddy, they didn't abandon you. They were never in your corner. They just wanted your vote. All they want. All they wanted was your vote. Just take a look at Detroit. Take a look at Chicago and see how decrepit those places are. And they're all Democrat. You won't find conservatives for 100 miles in some of those places that are like run down third world country. This is very interesting as I move on. A stunning discovery. Yes, a stunning discovery in London's River Thames forced officials to evacuate a nearby London City airport because they found a World War II era bomb. Yes, that's right, folks. A World War II era bomb found in a river. Yes. It's amazing how long it's been there and no one noticed. But then I wonder how often do people go through and go, you know what? Let me see here. Yeah, let's go metal detect and let's go look into this river. This is crazy because it shuts down an airport and everything. The ordinance was discovered by a George V. Dock in North Woolwich during a scheduled work at the airport just after 5 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. So, the Royal Navy confirmed the nature of the device. Police say Sky News and other UK-based news outlets reported it as an unexploded bomb. Police blocked off an area around the site that night as a precaution, even though it's been there for how many years? But hey, I guess when they were moving it or trying to get rid of it, Metropolitan Police and the Royal Navy were working to remove the historical item. Whether it would still be detonatable, I don't know. I don't know enough about ammo to know if that would even be detonatable, but I mean, just interesting to think it's been there the whole time. You know, I'm glad that no one got hurt. I'm going to get into this. This is where we're going, folks. This is how the world is turning. Parents are calling others to boycott Peter Rabbit movie for what they call grossly offensive bullying of a character with a food allergy. The movie looked... I actually want to see the movie now just to despite these parents that want to boycott it. I don't care to see it, but I have no interest in seeing it, but I just want to see it now just to stick it to those parents that, oh God, you're bullying someone. You know what? There's nothing wrong with a bully. What? Okay, if someone bullies you, why don't you bully back? Why don't you stand up for yourself? That's what you need to learn. Because if you ever saw Back to the Future, what happens when George McFly hits Biff? He's no longer the bully anymore. Did you wax my car, Biff? No. What I meant was I was getting ready to do the second coat. You know, learn, teach your kids to stand up for themselves. I'm offended by this movie because it might show bullying. Yeah, it might show actual real life things happening. That's what's wrong with this world. Parents want to shelter their kids and make sure that nothing bad ever happens to them. When I grew up, everyone made fun of everybody. And the people that got made fun of more were the ones that didn't stick up for themselves. If you stick up for yourself, hey, be careful. Don't make fun of him, man. He took and knocked a guy in his butt. Really? Yeah, that's how the cookie crumbles, folks. That's how things can happen. You know, you can sit there and you can try to hide from things, or you can wake up to reality. You can sit there and say, okay, are you that incompetent with yourself? Are you that unsure of yourself that you have to put everyone else down? This is really, really cool because in New York they have what's called a night to shine. And it's like a huge prom for people that have, like, they're special needs people. And they have like a red carpet and it's a prom for like Tim Tebow helps put it on for 90,000 people with special needs around the world. And it's just, and it gives them a chance to be kings and queens, and they take them up the stairs in the wheelchairs, and they and they treat them, and it's just awesome. I mean, because you remember going to the prom and all the decorations and all the stuff and doing all that, and the fun you had. It gives a chance for these kids to have a prom of their own. And it's just awesome. And it's just, I wish, I support it 100%. It's just really neat because they just want to be like everyone else, you know? They're just like you and me inside. They just want to be like everybody else. Thank you for tuning in, folks, to the program that I hope you feel a part of, and I hope you do. And wow. I don't know if you guys have seen the Obama portrait. Yeah, where Obama looks like he's on the toilet, either with diarrhea or constipated, and Michelle Obama looks like she's wrapped in a shower curtain. They look, they're like, all the others look very nice and professional, you know. And Barack Obama looks like, here I am, okay. Either I'm constipated or I got diarrhea, one of the two. They look horrible. And someone told me that they think that, well, since he's lived in Chicago, he has to be a Cubs fan, and that's the ivy from Wrigley Field and all this BS. I'm like, why didn't he have like a garb on like you would have worn in Kenya or something else? You know, everyone had all these classy people do their photos, and who does Barack Obama use? Somebody who's painted portraits of black people beheading whites. I mean, Michelle and Barack Obama's presidential portraits remind me of like the wax figurine of Donald Trump where it looks like they screwed up. And well, I probably hated the guys, but I was instructed to make it. So since I was instructed to make it, guess what I did? Since I was instructed to make it, you know, I just kind of screwed it up on purpose. Screw you, you racist Trump. You know what I mean? That's how I kind of feel, like these presidential portrait of him and then Michelle Obama, like the person hated him and screwed him up. Just remember, folks, in the world of Kardashians, be a Stevie Nicks. Be a Stevie Nicks. Got about 30 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You know, I don't get this world, you know. Like, you have two extremes. You want to keep kids in a bubble so that they don't see anything bad, but then at the same time, and then kids don't know how to handle it, so they go out into the world like, okay, what am I going to do? Eat Tide Pods. Look, there's lawn brownies. Mom, you didn't tell me there was cotton candy in the attic. That's one question I've toyed with. Like, what's wrong with this generation? Everyone's offended by every little thing, and the Peter Rabbit movie's offensive because, you know, not everyone has the name Peter. Are you freaking kidding me? Someone with Bob might be offended that they didn't choose Bob Rabbit. I mean, like, I guarantee you could take the dictionary out and pick every word in that dictionary. I'm sure you could find someone offended by every word in that dictionary. Somebody would find something sexist, racist, bigoted, hatred. You're offended by the word love? Yeah, well, see, because love would imply that you have somebody, and if you're single, then that word offends me because you shouldn't shove Valentine's Day and all this stuff down my throat. Because that offends me. I used to kind of not like Valentine's Day in a way because I felt like it was the one time of the year that people say, honey, I love you. You know, and for me, every day is Valentine's Day. And that's because I had people that when I met my wife and we were dating and stuff, well, I thought you hated Valentine's Day. And I said, well, let me clarify. I hated the fact that I swear it's like I never saw anyone show love except for that day. Like I saw so many people. I was like, okay, here's the one day I buy her flowers. But I've dated people before that, like, because I'm going to talk for a little bit about Valentine's Day and stuff like that, and that, like, on Valentine's Day, I could get her something every single day of the year, but if I don't do something on Valentine's Day, it would mean nothing. I could get her a dozen roses every day of the year. I could alternate between chocolates, flowers, gifts, balloons, jewelry, and rotate that, but if I didn't do it, I could do it 364 and a half days of the year, but that on Valentine's Day, if I didn't do it, it'd be, what's the point of giving me all this stuff if you're not going to do it on Valentine's Day? That's the one day you're supposed to show me you don't love me if you don't give me something on Valentine's Day. Okay. Folks, you gotta treat your wife all the days like Valentine's Day. You know, that's what it should be. We should look after everybody. There was a time when we looked after our neighbors. I mean, you could give them a key to your house and not have to worry. Not now. Not now, folks. But you should treat every day like Valentine's Day, and it's just, that's a lot more fun. And you should. But I guess I don't get this world that we live in today. You know, I'm surprised someone hasn't said, well, that night to shine, exploiting those special needs kids. No, we're giving them the opportunity to have a night where they can be and do and go just like everybody else, just like the muscular dystrophy camps. They have those so that, and they make them so that, hey, they have devices set up so that kids can swim and kids can be like everyone else. I can't believe this, because this is what gets me. The women of The View took shot at Vice President Mike Pence's Christian faith on Tuesday, mocking the former governor of Indiana for talking to Jesus and even calling it a mental illness because he prays and talks to Jesus. So I guess the host of The View, they must be cosmic belchers. They're people that believe that, you know, there's a big cosmic belch and bang, everything. Everything came about, you know, poof. But hey, that's how the cookie crumbles sometimes, folks. You know, you get morons like that. You have women that dress up like vaginas, and then they say Trump has the mental illness. That's the problem in this world, because they have the mental illness. I wanted to get into this really quickly, because this was a, you know, I mean, with all this stuff going around, this is hilarious, because a couple sells all their possessions for a sailboat that sinks 2 days into their trip. A couple's plan for a better life has been sunk. Nikki Wash, 24, and her boyfriend, Tanner Broadwell, 26, decided nearly a year ago that they were tired of working. They were tired of, they didn't want to go to work. I have to work to live? How can we live our lives when we're working most of the day and have to pay so much just to live? Oh, so I guess I'm dead because I have to go to work every day. Huh. I have to go to work those days. I'm not leaving. And I want to find a way to where I don't have to. No, what you need to do, get a job, have 10 kids, and then quit your job, and then you'll be on welfare, and since you have the kids, they can't take them away from you, and there's free income if you want to be a lazy. I'm 46 years old. How can I live a life if I get to work? You kidding me? That is the epitome germane of this growing up generation. They don't want to work. They don't want to do anything. They just want to have everything given to them. Well, I can't have fun in my life if I got to go to work. You know what I want to do? I want to sit on my ass and earn a paycheck. But you know, I want to do something. As much as I can, I want to do stuff. I mean, it's hard for me to get out of bed some days because of my apathy. But you know what? I want to earn it. I want to make it. I want to say I did it. Yeah, I got a ton of leather at home, and I want to try to somehow make a guitar strap out of it, using only what I already have. So I don't want to buy a bunch of crap. So it's probably not going to have any designs on it, but I want to build it. I want to make it. I paid for the leather. I want to use it. You know, not these people. I'm tired of working, and I'm only 26. You're kidding me? Yeah, I want to go on disability. I'm just tired of working, you know? Oh, God, you know what I mean? I can't have fun. I can't live my life because I got to get up and go to work. I got to punch a time clock. And they were going to go, like, the Caribbean or something. And it sunk. Oh, yeah, they don't really know how to sail or anything. They didn't know anything, you know? Yeah, you know, I'm going to go to the Caribbean. I'm just going to sell all my belongings and buy a plane and just fly from Miami to the Caribbean. I don't know what I'm doing. I've never ridden a plane. I don't have a license, whatever. Hopefully they don't find out until I crash the plane on takeoff and slam into cars or whatever. I don't know. When I'm trying to put this thing in reverse and there's no stick shift and I don't know what I'm doing, hey. I don't. Like I said on one of my YouTube videos today, I said the Partridge Family bus left and I didn't get on. I never thought I'd see a day where I don't want to work. Let me get it. I had to work. Yeah, where's homeroom in college? Yeah, I want to sign up for homeroom. What? So you want to pay a lot of money to sit in a classroom and do nothing? Ah. I'm telling you, that couple needs to take my advice. Have about 10 kids and then quit your job, and then they can't take the welfare away from you. Because you have kids. What a generation. Parents wanting to boycott Peter Rabbit movie because everything's offensive. Everyone's got their panties in a wad. People don't want to work. Yeah, what if we all had that idea? What if we all just said, well, you know what? Like Obamacare. Imagine if Obamacare went through and, oh, well, we're going to rely on the taxpayers to pay for it. What if we all just said, screw it, we're not going to work. We're not going to take taxes. We're not going to work. We're just going to sit on our bottom. Don't worry. Someone else will pick up the slack. Like Matthew West song says, I shook my fist to heaven. I said, God, why don't you do something? He said, I did. I created you. You know? Don't worry. Someone's going to pick it up. Someone's going to do that. No, don't worry. Imagine if everyone had the view of that couple that just wants to sit on their butt. I'm tired of working and I'm 26. Well, what do you want to do then? I mean, what, like sit on the beach all day and waste your life away? And then since you lie on the beach all day, you get atrophy from your muscles not working? I mean, seriously. At their age, they should be lusting for gusto to do things, to work, to bust their butt. If it wasn't for my myopathy, I would be wanting to do a whole bunch of stuff. You know, when you weightlift, if you ever weightlift and you're sore and you're in pain, imagine taking the sleeping pill on top of that. That's how I feel most days. But I try to keep up and try to keep going. I try to keep doing as long as I can. I don't understand these people that are 20-somethings. I'm tired. I don't want to work. I mean, where I work, we've had 19-year-olds. That was their first job. 19-year-old, and it's your first job. My first job, I was on construction sites working with my dad in Connecticut. Oh, yeah, just an FYI. If an inspector comes, you got to get off the equipment because you have to be 18 to use them. But I know how to use backhoes and bobcats and all that stuff. I just technically used them when, if an inspector came, I would technically have to leave because I legally couldn't be on them. My dad taught me, you want it, you earn it. Taught me morals and values. I want to get into this really quick because I found some videos. And I don't know if any of you around there, at least in the U.S., I'm sure they're called different things in different countries. I'm sure they have like the yen store and the pound store and the euro store where everything's like a euro or a yen or a pound. But we have what's called in America the Dollar Tree. I saw some videos where people, they like buy stuff at the Dollar Tree for like a buck and then they turn around and sell stuff. Well, I usually don't buy stuff at the Dollar Tree unless I know I can get at least a $10 profit on it. I'm like, how'd you figure what? You won't buy it from the Dollar Tree unless you know you can make 10 bucks off of it. No offense, but there's 90% of the stuff at our Dollar Trees I wouldn't pay a dollar for. And a lot of the stuff is Dollar Tree items that only Dollar Tree sells. There were times where I could get stuff cheaper because they used to carry the same size of stuff at the Dollar Tree that Walmart or Meijer carried, and I could get it cheaper at Walmart. But, I mean, this lady was going around showing things, and she has some app where she can, like, scan the barcode and find out what it sells for at different things, and it's, like, ridiculous. Because I'm like, okay, my Dollar Tree doesn't smell the greatest. There's usually in every aisle about 70 boxes of unopened items that need to be put on the shelves. There's crap everywhere. I mean, these two or three videos I was watching, these people, these Dollar Trees look like immaculate. One was like huge, like a, I mean, it's sort of like having like a small Target and then having a super Target or like a, it was like double the size of mine. There was so much stuff she, and it looked like spotless. Mine looks like a tornado went through it. But they show, I mean, okay, half the stuff at Dollar Tree, I wouldn't spend a dollar on it, let alone. I'm like, okay, well, I know if I bought this for a dollar, I mean, they have to be, I mean, anything the Dollar Tree sells, they have to be getting it except for like way like 20 cents or less. I mean, come on. Because I see Coke glasses all the time, and I'll look up and I'll find those Coke glasses, and they'll be like a dollar for each of them. I'll see people wanting 20 bucks for them on eBay. I highly doubt they're getting that. And I just, because I've called some people out, and I've written them on there and say, are these the same ones they sell at the Dollar Tree for a buck? And they never comment back or, but, you know, I've seen stuff. I'm like, so if you're getting that much, let me know. Cause I can buy those all day long. I mean, especially when you go to gun and knife shows, I've seen stuff that gun and knife shows for like, they want 30 bucks for this knife. I'm like, oh, I sell those. If you want, I can get you a whole bunch of those. I'll give you a deal on them. No, I can get them. I can get this to you. My cost, 10 bucks. You make, you sell them for 30, it's $20 profit you get. No, no, no. Yeah, I know you don't want to do it because you buy those at Harbor Freight for $5. I see all kinds of stuff. Or they go to like these gun shows on TV, these knife shows on TV, where they buy like 100 knives for like $10. Like, that's less than $1 a blade. And then they go to these knife shows and try to get $10 for these. I'm like, yeah, I've seen that on this show, and I could. What do you want $10 for that? I can buy those all day long from here for. And when I call them out and what they're doing, you know, some people up front, oh, yeah, yeah. Most people don't go, oh, yeah, I know, you know. And oh, yeah, I go to, like the Dollar Tree, and I bundle a bunch of party supply stuff, and I do, like, a princess party, and I'll get, like, one set of this stuff, and I'll do, like, a princess party pack, and, you know, I'll do $20 for it, and I'll get 5 things, and I sell those like crazy. I'm like, okay. Most of that stuff, I would look at it, and I would see the Chesapeake Bay, Virginia, some of the stuff that, it, you know, I just look at half that stuff in Dollar Tree anyways in a lot of these stores, and I've been watching these videos, and it's like, okay, where is your Goodwill? Our Goodwills are usually run down. I mean, like, this Dollar Tree that they went to, it was, like, spotless. Not one box. Everything was neat and organized. Like, I've never seen that in the Dollar Tree. But I just laugh when I see it, because I'm like, if you get like a lot of money, if you can really get $24 for 4 of those Coke cups, go ahead. I just want to sit there and buy like the gray glasses they have there. Yeah, this is special gray glass. It's very rare. And good luck. Now, I'm sure if you found some sort of Coke fanatic, you may sit there and get something, but I would still be leery of it. Got about 10 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. And if anyone out there does do that stuff where they try to, where they try to buy stuff, because I've heard where people buy crap on clearance, and they go to Walmart, Target, Kmart, and they go through and they buy stuff on clearance, and they have like an Amazon app, and when they look at the barcode, it comes up as, oh, this is selling right now for $10, and I can buy it on clearance for $1. Because half the stuff they have at Walmart, when I go to the clearance aisles, I'm like, man, that'd be kind of neat to have, but I wouldn't even pay the clearance price for it. And there are people that sit there and buy that crap, and then want like, oh, I buy it and then up the price by $10. Who knows? That's why I keep my day job. But enough of that, folks. I just thought I'd share that. It's kind of interesting what comes up on your on what to watch on Facebook and stuff, and on YouTube and stuff. Because I have a YouTube channel, so. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. And as I want to move on to a little bit of Premier League action and stuff. And it's hard to believe this weekend is the Daytona 500, the motorsports race. It's the Super Bowl right out of the get-go. And, of course, they're going to continue the segments, which I can't stand. So I don't know. It's just turning me off. And I found an old MIS guest guide, and they had so many more seats, and they would do things to expand seating to accommodate the masses. Now they're doing stuff to get you to come because no one's coming. I don't know if I'll be able to see any of the Speed Week stuff because I'll probably be out doing stuff for my birthday and stuff and Valentine's Day, so who knows? We'll have to wait and see. but anymore with all these segments and all this crap, it's just they keep changing crap all the time so much. And when you look at some of the, if you just look at Indianapolis Motor Speedway and even the Brickyard, like the 1 year recently I didn't go, they had banners. Yeah, it was 2016. I didn't make it to that Brickyard, and they had banners in sections of seating. And when they had the 100th anniversary of the 500, that place was sold out. Brickyard, there were huge sections of the track where they had people put advertisements, like big banners, because they didn't sell seats. Hardly anyone went. But I want to get into a little bit of Premier League action, folks, and some Champions League stuff. If you didn't catch it today, what a match. Oh, it was incredible. It was incredible. Seeing Tottenham Hotspurs 2-2. Oh, yeah. It was fun. It was interesting, you know, to see that match, because I thought there's no way in heck that Tottenham, the Hotspurs, were going to tie it up. But against Juventus, they did. At the end of the half, that penalty kick hit the high bar and went straight up. Wow. Wow, wow. Interesting match. It was I was folding laundry when it happened, so I'm like, okay. G Hugging, what? I thought he was gonna have a hat trick at the end with that penalty kick, but nope. Nope. Didn't happen. So, yeah. It's going to be interesting to see, because we play on the 21st, and it's going to be interesting to see how Manchester United does, because we're right now horrible. And the number one question is, what do we do? Where do we begin? I mean, we got dead weight we got to get rid of. I think we will not get a Premier League title as long as we have Fellaini. But where do we go? What do we do? Is it the players? Is there no motivation with the players? Are they not in the right position? You know, Sanchez, should he be on the right or the left? Or should he be out front? You know, what's going on with Pogba? What do we do? What is the sole answer with Manchester United and the team? Is Mourinho the guy for the team? Is he our manager? Do we need to just say, screw it, get rid of him, find someone else? You know, there's a lot of people that just kind of said, wait a minute here. You know, I thought it wasn't going to be an easy win, but I thought we would beat Newcastle United, and it didn't even happen. So, it's very interesting. As my wife will tell you, who's an Everton fan, hey, now you know how I feel when we lose games that we should win and win games we should lose, and it's not always a guaranteed win, and you get frustrated, and so I don't know what the answer is. I really don't. I mean, if anyone knows, that's the million-dollar question. I think it's just fans want to know. I mean, is it Sanchez needing to be on the left and Anthony Martial on the right? Do we need to put Sanchez out front? You know, who? I mean, we have a lot of dead weight that was brought on by David Moyes and even Louis Van Gaal. You know, in some of these games, it's like, okay, back and forth, back. There's no excitement in them. it's something that has to change. I don't know what the answer is. I think Mourinho is the right man, but I don't think, but Fellaini, we don't need Fellaini. He's got to go. And stuff like that. There's just some things that I agree with him on certain things, but there's some things that I disagree with him 1,000,000% on. So, just about 2 minutes left in the program, folks, and I just wanted to remind you that Thursday, probably in the afternoon, like 12 or 1, the link will be up by tomorrow. I'm going to be doing a myopathy support type of conversation where I'm going to talk about what we have, what we deal with, how we live, how I was diagnosed and all that. Might be 45 minutes, might be a half an hour, might be an hour, I don't know yet. But since I'm going to be out for the evening, I'm going to be doing that during the day since I'll be out with my wife and stuff and seeing my mom and dad, which I don't see that often. So I want to thank you all so much for tuning in to this program, and you will have Thursday a myopathy program so that if you listen, you can see what we go through and how we deal with and get awareness out besides the, you know, because we deal with this every day, and the muscular dystrophy, Labor Day telethon, that's like the only time people hear about issues that we deal with, and we're linked in that group of diseases. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in, and it's going to be interesting. I'm hopefully going to do a video on the development of the World War II bomb in London to see if it actually is, if it was actually able to be exploded or not, or if it was a dud, who knows. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Thursday, this coming up with the myopathy conversation, good night and goodbye. God bless.